To mark World Breastfeeding Day, on 29 July, UNISA Radio spoke to experts from the Department of Health Studies. One of them, Professor Lisa Thruit, has a keen interest in mother and child health care. She believes that breast milk is the best form of nutrition that can ever be offered to a baby. Professor Thruit said that research revealed that breastfed babies have a 60% lower chance to have gastroinfections and have less skin problems. Babies who are breastfed also have a lower tendency to get diabetes, obesity, and all the asthma-related illnesses later on in life. Professor Thruit also explained that there were institutions available to offer help to breastfeeding mothers, such as the Gauteng Breastfeeding Association and Lalish. She advised breastfeeding mothers to eat a healthy diet, drink 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, and feed their babies on demand, because the more they breastfed, the more milk would be produced. Dr. Azihangwisi Mavandu Mudzusi spoke on the importance of HIV-positive mothers breastfeeding their babies.
Breastfeeding is the best feeding a child can ever be given by the parent. The reason being that breastfeeding, apart from the fact that it is very cheap and is always available if the mother is there, it also boosts the immunity of the child who is HIV positive. At the moment they realize that they are pregnant and HIV positive, they are given antiretroviral treatment. This antiretroviral treatment will reduce the amount of viruses in the bloodstream, which means that even when the child is being breastfed, that child is not going to get infected. And the child is also given antiretroviral treatment, which even if maybe something happens, like the slight spiking of viruses in the bloodstream of the mother, but the child will not be infected because that child will be on antiretroviral treatment. And the other thing is, if the child is only breastfed, strictly breastfed without being given anything, because if the mother is given, the child is given things like water and other artificial milk, that can excoriate the gut or make the opening in the gut and make the virus to be able to enter. The most of women, the problem is they will opt that they are going to breastfeed and give only do exclusive breastfeeding. But the challenge will be with the relatives, where you find that maybe the mother-in-law or the whoever is an elderly person at that family might start to say this child should be given some medicine, some traditional medicine, things like grape water and other things. So the moment that is said, it increases the risk of the child to be infected. So you find that most of women will only breastfeed maybe for a month and they stop there, because what has been discovered is that only 10% of women will be able to breastfeed up to 3 months. But after 3 months, between 3 and 6 months, it's only 1.2%. Reason being, with the pressure at home, they are forced to do or mix the breast milk with something else. So due to fear of their children being infected, they immediately stop breastfeeding their child.
The facts speak for themselves. And the fact is, breast milk remains the best form of nutrition for babies. Bunisi Mnisi for UNISA Radio, the African voice, it's all about you.